If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Oh, you're welcome back to TIP today. Huge reaction to our last caller, and I will put that together and bring it to you in the next hour. Dylan Maher is a trainer at Muay Thai Courage in Clonmel, and he joins me in studio. Good morning to you, Dylan.
Morning,
thanks for coming in to us today. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about Muay Thai. It is a martial art, is it?
It is, that's right. So it's a martial art, and it's called Art of Eight Limbs because we use our fists, our elbows, our knees and our shins. So it's kind of a diverse striking art. You know, I think it's the most effective striking art.
Right.
Which is why I think for self-defense it can be the most effective as well, because we are trained to use different parts of our body. And yeah, I suppose it's a really old martial art, and as I said, it's probably the most effective in terms of stand-up, because we can punch, elbow, knee, kick, and there's lots of different techniques and ranges of techniques to use in it.
And with that in mind, you took to social media to, you know, put yourself out there and say that you would give self-defense classes to women in Clonmel for free, I think.
Yes, yes, that's right, well. Yeah.
And this was in response to what happened in Tullamore, of course.
Yeah, of course. I suppose it's sad to see that there was such a tragic event to be the catalyst for something like this. But look, I had a chat with my assistant coach, Eric, who was a professional fighter as well, and we sat down and we said, I suppose, from our line of work, what's the best thing we can do to take action here and try to give back a little bit? So we said we were going to put up a video just to see what we get reaction. Yeah. But, I mean, the reaction was just overwhelming.
Yeah, tell me about that. It was overwhelming, wasn't it?
It really was. So we put it up on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm pretty sure within 2 days, I mean, we had over 20,000 views on both videos and hundreds of messages. So we kind of got a little bit overwhelmed with the response. Yes. We didn't realise we were going to get that much of a response, but we are delighted to see that, I suppose, people are willing to learn some tactics that they can use in a situation if they ever found themselves to be in one.
Right. And of course, you're not talking about somebody taking this up professionally. You're talking about giving them the skills that they can defend themselves in an awkward situation.
For sure, in a real life scenario. And I think that's going to be the big difference, that when we train someone for sport, it's training them how to, you know, win a fight in a ring. But this is different. This is self-defense. This is trying to get out of a very dangerous situation that could end up being fatal, as you see with poor Aisling last week. So it's going to be really about how to buy yourself that fatal 10 seconds using, you know, two or three strikes to try and disable an attacker as best you can. Right. And get out of dodge, make some noise, get out your phone.
This is so that you can run or you can whatever. It's
exactly,
going to give you that all-important few moments.
And
there. I
think the first line of self-defense is always to just get out of there. I mean, I tell that to everybody, you know, if you can avoid a situation at all, you're best to avoid it. But unfortunately, sometimes you can't avoid it, and there is sometimes, I suppose, where you have to strike back and try to, you know, as I say, disable an attacker for those fatal 10 seconds, get out of there, make some noise, get out your phone, make a call, and those 10 seconds could save a life, you know.
What's your experience been up to this in terms of women coming along to study this martial art? Is it because there's a fear out there? Is it because they want to be able to defend themselves as opposed to the sport, if you know what I mean, Dylan?
I would say there is some of that, but at the same time, we've had a lot of girls come to us and compete from a very young age. I've actually had girls as young as 6 come in and actually compete in the ring. And they love it. And I think it's great to see that from a young age of girls doing it, because it really does empower them from a young age. I think, you know, and there's some girls in our classes that they're giving it back to the boys, you know, twice as much, you know. So like it is great to see. But I think events like this have definitely put that fear in some women that, I suppose, if they were in a situation, how would they react?
Yes.
And I think that's maybe where I could have struck a chord with the video, that maybe a lot of people feel like they might freeze in a situation. So I think definitely, you know, just by learning a couple of different techniques, as we said, it may help remove some of that fear. You know, I suppose it's still going to be there, but I suppose if they're better equipped to how to deal with it, it'll raise their chances of maybe avoiding it.
And can you help them to the point that this is almost an automatic response if they're in a tight situation?
That's what we would hope. That's what we would hope. And I suppose there's a difference between having the knowledge and how to apply it. So that's why I encouraged all the ladies that did sign up for the workshops to come to as many as they like, because we're going to keep doing them every Sunday, no matter if it dies down to the point where there's one or two people going. Like right now, we've got 50 booked in for the first one, full up. The second one's halfway full. So yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be great for them to come in and, you know, get the knowledge and how to apply it. And the more they do it, the better they'll be able to apply it if a situation ever did come about.
Of course,
them.
Yeah. Now, if people want to find out more about what you're doing and maybe sign up if you have room at this point, what's the best way to make contact with you?
So I suppose the best way is the social media nowadays, really. I suppose that's the way everything is. It's Courage Muay Thai on our Facebook and our Instagram page. You can find us there. We're very responsive with messages. You know, we're always on it. It's myself or Eric, my assistant coach, that will answer the messages. And yeah, we've got plenty of room. Everything is actually done through an online system at the moment as well. So yeah, we definitely have room for new members to sign up as well in our regular classes.
Yes, yeah.
If they would so like to attend, we train kids as young as 4 and people up into their 60s. So we've got room for everybody, all levels of fitness. Whether you want to learn self-defense, lose some weight, get fit, or fight professionally for sport. And we can accommodate everybody.
Very good. Tell me a little bit. I'm always fascinated by martial arts. I mean, how did you get involved with, particularly this discipline?
Yes, I actually got involved just as a way to lose weight and kind of build a bit of confidence in myself, which is why I really encourage this to young people, because I was one of those kids that was very shy myself, and I wasn't so outgoing when I was younger. You know, I was kind of locked in the room and a lot of PlayStation and stuff like this. And I kind of figured out I had to just get out there. And I suppose the first night I trained, I just got hooked on it. And I, 2 years after losing a lot of weight when I was younger, I'm training about 10 years now. So I've had my first fight about 8 years ago, and I never really looked back after that. Had about 6 amateur fights, and I won those and went professional then at 18. And as I said, I just never looked back. And I was lucky enough then, in the club I started in here in Clonmel, my coach retired 4 years ago, and he actually passed it down to me, which is how I became the coach of the club. So it's still a bit surreal, like, coaching the club that I grew up in, really, as a young fella, like. But it's great. And I love it, and it really does put confidence in people.
Yes, and from a mental health point of view...
Oh, fantastic.
Is it?
Really
would you
fantastic.
Tell me a bit more about that?
I think it's great, because I think, just speaking from a man's perspective at the moment, I think it really knocks the ego out of men when they come in. You know, I would have been, I suppose, as a young lad, you know, you have this idea that you want to be strong and you want to be a bit macho and stuff, but it puts manners on you very quickly, you know, and it really does teach respect, and it knocks that ego out of you, I think. And it's great, you know, for people that, I suppose, feel a bit in their shell and they don't socialise that well. It's a great place to make friends, and, you know, because everyone is... It seems like a scary place to go, a fighting gym. You know, people always have this idea they're going to come up the stairs and they're going to get into a fight, but yes. It's nothing like that, you know. Like, it's really like a family up there. We're all there to help each other, like, you know, and we're there to help each other no matter if you want to fight professionally, as I said, or if you just want to lose weight, you know. And I suppose it's, for your mental, I think it's one of the best things you can do. It's a release of anger, a release of stress, and it does build that confidence aspect in
and
you, yeah.
Donald was talking to you. I know you didn't hear that piece because you were waiting to come in, but Donald was on to it. He was talking about groups of youth who are hanging around the place and doing no good and being messy, and this would be ideal for them, wouldn't it?
100%.
You know, young lads like that, because there's a sense of discipline, there's a sense of order about it, you know.
Exactly. I would definitely recommend it, for kids like that, because I suppose it's the discipline aspect, as you said there, it's a great word to say about it, is it really does instill discipline, you know.
Yeah.
Like when we teach the class, there's a lot of the respect and discipline is there, you know. I've actually had people I've had to remove people from the club just for a lack of discipline and respect, and it just sets the boundary straight away. Like, say, when I'm speaking and I'm trying to run the class, you sit down, you listen, I try to apply what I've told you, and we'll always be there to help. But I think for young guys like that, it's something that's essential, I believe. Really, really is essential to do from a young age, whether they want to keep it up for life or not. I think a year or two in any form of martial art, it is, you know, not just Muay Thai, any form of martial art could be, you know, I believe it is essential for young people, both male and female, at a young age. I think it's really, really, really important to empower them to feel more confident in themselves, but also to give them that discipline aspect where they're not going to be on the street hanging out, you know, making crude comments towards people that pass and, like, blocking people's pathways and stuff. You know, it really does instill that respect and discipline from a young age. So
absolutely, yeah. You're a very laid back, gentle sort of fella. How do you get into a ring to compete?
And I suppose this is the funny part. It's people always say this to us. I think it's all the hard training and the fighting that does do this to us. You know, like, I'd be very laid back. I've actually never really been in any altercations outside of the ring, I suppose.
Have you not?
Because I've never really put myself into a situation to be in one. I think a lot of times people get in situations, let's just say on nights out, for example, because they're kind of, they go looking for it. You know, I think people like us to train, it's not, I suppose we have nothing to prove to anybody.
Yeah, of
you
course,
know, that's
yeah,
the way we look at it, I suppose. And it does give you this laid back kind of look at life, I suppose, from the outside when you're getting punched and kicked twice a day, 6 days a week. You know,
you have enough of it.
Have enough of it, exactly. Yeah, we can sit back and relax outside of it.
Is there part of the training that trains your mind?
Without a doubt, there is a pain threshold training with it. I suppose, speaking from a professional training standpoint, anyway. A lot of our training leading up towards fights would be very, very intensive physical training, like intentionally letting each other hit each other in the bodies, just to condition and the legs to make sure you not the head now, because I suppose you have to take care of your brain as well.
Of course, yeah.
We do really think about that in the club as well. We try to take the punches to the head light in training, because I mean you're going to be getting hit in the head in the ring, I suppose. But definitely, there's a lot of physical conditioning of the body and the legs, and running, strength and conditioning, sparring, pad work, bag work. It's very, very intensive. That's speaking from a professional standpoint,
yes.
I suppose. But even coming in just to do it for weight loss, self-defense, fitness, whatever you want to do, there is quite an intensive aspect to it.
Yeah.
This is in terms of the Muay Thai training. But I suppose the difference, what we're trying to do with this self-defense seminar for the ladies, is just keep it basic to the point where there's two or three strikes they may be able to use to disable an attacker effectively, and then, as I say, get out of dodge. Whereas in the Muay Thai classes, yeah, there's a lot more intensive physicality about the training, because I suppose we're training people in theory to build up to a fight,
Very good. What do you think of MMA, by the way?
I love MMA.
Yeah.
I would have loved to done it from a younger age, but I've had a lot of trouble with my knee, and I've always been afraid to get tangled up, I suppose, there's a lot of grappling on the ground. But I'm really big fan of MMA, love watching it, yeah.
Do you?
But I've always just stuck with my Muay Thai, to be honest.
But that wouldn't have the same discipline as Muay Thai.
I honestly think it would, and I think any combat sport would. I think combat in general, whether you do boxing, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, wrestling, I think it's great because it's all the same. They're all ego crushers, you go in thinking you might be able to beat someone in a fight, and then you realise very quickly, okay, maybe I'm not able to do this so well.
Yeah.
And I think they're great for that. I personally just have the preference for Muay Thai, I suppose, because I grew up in that club, and that's what helped me get my confidence and lose weight and get, I suppose, a career. Like, it's my career now. Something that I did just to gain a bit of confidence and lose weight 10 years ago is my full-time job and career now. So
isn't it amazing?
It's fantastic, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. And just finally, does it work very well in parallel with other sports?
I believe I would imagine so. And we actually get a lot of guys who play GAA and soccer
come
in, and they always say, the one line I always hear is, it's a different type of fitness.
Yes.
Because we kind of do 2 or 3 minute rounds, and they're quite intensive, whereas it's a lot different to, running in a pitch for 90 minutes. But I think being able to do two sports like that side by side, they definitely do tie into each other. The intensity aspect of Muay Thai and the physical conditioning side of it definitely does pay off in other sports. So
I'm sure it does. And just briefly, because I'm running out of time, Dylan, but Catherine makes an interesting point. She's wondering, should self-defense classes be part of growing up, part of schools, of primary schools?
I honestly believe they should be in place. And I think it does, as I said earlier, it does instill that respect and discipline from a young age to not misuse it. That's the most important part about coaching, I believe, is to teach kids, especially kids, to use this for a situation where they may need it for self-defense, but never to misuse it. And I think that's onto the coach as well. I think, if someone does come to your club and they end up misusing it, it's a little bit on the coach in that regard. So
right.
I do think from a young age, yes, we should have that in place in schools.
Well, I love what you do, and well done to you. Just the contacts again, Dylan.
So for Courage Muay Thai, it's on Facebook and Instagram, and you can also call us on 085-861-9536.
Very good. And Emma will have that number just in case you missed that as well. Dylan, real pleasure.
Thank you so much, Fran.
News and information's on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.